Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
大家好，我是杨丽。Hi, welcome to Ask About Britain. Do you like climbing and hiking? 你喜欢爬山和徒步旅行吗？张迅同学最近向英国问答节目写信说呀，越来越多的中国人开始爬山运动，他想了解一下英国人是否也很喜欢这类运动。
British people were very often the first people to climb mountains in Europe, in the Alps and the Himalayas as well.
How safe it is? Because people are aware of the safety.
There's a long tradition of what we call adventure sport in Britain. So the people like to take a little bit of risk. And I think my experience is that possibly it's more the case here that people take a bit more risk than they maybe would do in China.But that's in our blood, really, in our DNA. I think maybe it's because a lot of our life is so predictable that we like to just take risks now and then.
Right. Thank you very much, Kim.
You're welcome.
That was Kim from Swansea talking to me about climbing in the UK. Now I'm joined in the studio by my colleague William Kramer. Will, do you agree that Brits are adventurous?Perhaps more than the Chinese?
Well, I can think of many great British adventurers. So, for example, Sir Ranulph Fiennes, who, among many adventures in his lifetime, climbed to the summit of Mount Everest in 2009 at the age of 65 and was called the greatest living explorer in the Guinness Book of World Records.
是的，费恩斯爵士就是勇敢的攀登者之一。2009年，他在65岁的时候终于爬上了珠穆朗玛峰。吉尼斯世界大全把他称为最伟大的在世的探险家。
But it is a very dangerous sport, and many have died on their adventures, including British climber Rob Gauntlet, who died climbing the French Alps at the age of 21.
另一个英国人罗伯·高特莱特曾于2007年登上珠穆朗玛峰，创下英国最年轻登山者的记录。不过他在2007年攀登欧洲阿尔卑斯山的时候不幸身亡，所以啊，登山也是一项危险的运动。
Having said that, I think it's a pretty safe sport if you're trained and you're well prepared.
Have you been climbing, William?
No, I've never been climbing. It's not really my kind of sport.
Well, you may not be a mountain climber, but I know you are a language expert. You know, I often hear people talking about mountain climbing, hiking, trekking and walking, etc. Is there any difference between these words?
Yeah, there are some differences. I mean, if you're walking, you know what that means. It just meansputting one foot in front of another. But if you say that you're going walking, that means maybe you're going to the countryside for the day to walk for a longer distance. Hiking means perhaps an even longer walk for pleasure, maybe for exercise. So, for example, to go out for the day and to walk in the countryside or up a mountain. Trekking...usually refers to even longer hikes, so maybe over several days or weeks with camping in between, often travelling through a mountainous area. And of course, climbing would involve using your hands and your feet to go up areas which are too steep to walk up, and you would use ropes for safety.So over to you, Lee, for some Chinese explanations of those words.
Okay, that's very clear explanation. I'll do my best. 好，我现在用中文来解释一下啊。Walk or walking 一般呢指步行，比如去商店。不过如果你说 to go walking, 那就是一种运动了。也就是说到郊外去走一走，去散散步，去运动一下。Hike or hiking.一般指距离较长漫步徒步运动，一般呢人们会去野外的乡下或者有山的地方，而 trek 或 trekking 往往涉及几天或者几周的时间的这种跋涉，而且中间呢很可能野营，经常会经过一些山区，因此它比 hiking 更具挑战性。最后呢就是 climbing 这指的是用手、用脚还有绳索一起才能完成的攀岩运动，这是狭义上的爬山。不过呢，在汉语里我们往往用爬山呢来概括所有的到郊外、户外的这种行走的运动。
So those are useful words to learn if you're interested in going hiking or climbing.
Yeah, I guess one reason why it's getting more popular in China is that people must have realized that sitting in front of the computer all day isn't very healthy.
Yeah, and walking is very good exercise. It's both easy and cheap.
I agree. Thanks, William, for your help with the program. To our listeners, if you have a question about British culture, just drop us an email.
Yeah, our email address is chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. Bye-bye.
谢谢收听，再会。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.